if we can have a roll call, please.
Yes. Lindblom?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Gambro?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Elder is absent. LaChance?
Here.
Chacon?
Here.
And Rodriguez is absent.
Not here yet. All righty. Recognition of visitors. We have our normal two from the city, our city liaison and a finance director. Welcome. Making it through the blizzard. Amendments to the agenda.
If we were in Atlanta, this would be a blizzard.
Yeah. Any changes to the agenda for tonight? Hearing none, we'll move on to the minutes. If you want to take a minute to look over the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, moving on to correspondence. I did receive a Christmas card from our E-rate, wherever it went, our E-rate funding consultant. Any other correspondence? No. Okay. Public comment? I don't see any public come here. Unless you guys want to make a comment. Staff comment. Has the staff got anything that they wanted to tell the board? Pardon?
The staff.
The staff?
Oh, the staff report? No.
No?
I'm the only staff here.
Okay. And your report is later. So we'll move on to the report of the treasurer.
Okay. You want to look at the check register? Note that the forms are printed front and back, so there are 3 pages of credit card bills for a total amount of $605.61. Page four, about $3,500 was spent in books, so that was great.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Russ just mentioned getting a Christmas card from the E-rate Fund Services. We'll have, did you say that's an annual fee or monthly?
Annual.
$50.
That's an annual fee.
Annual fee, okay. And then we also got a rebate from them that I'll note in our budget. our tech man did not turn in bills for 4 months.
Oh my God.
So this $4,890 is for September, October, November, and December. He assured Michelle that that would not happen again. I said, gosh, he must not have needed the money. Didn't let that much go.
Yeah, he's notorious for not doing that.
He does get paid $60 an hour, and he works 8 hours every other week, but Michelle said he was asked to work some extra time to help get the new computer set up, so that's included in his bill there. Do you have anything else to cover? Okay, on page six, our Prairie Cat quarterly expenditure, $3,319.19. So our total from the check register is $13,462.68. There are 3 payroll periods this time, totaling $52,802.05. And you can see our total disbursements then for December was $74,622.80. Looking at the budget report, we are at 67% of the fiscal year. And we took in no property tax money this month, which shows that we had budgeted $644,719, and we've only taken in $26,183. So we're down a little bit from what we had projected. We did take in $232 in personal property tax.
Whoa.
I know.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then if
more library fines.
Yeah. If you look down to, well, we're doing well with investment earnings. We're at 176% of what we had budgeted. Then in that first line under miscellaneous, you'll see the reimbursement miscellaneous. That's our rebate from E-rate for $1,433.
That's a 50% reimbursement for the networking equipment we purchased last year.
Okay. So what does it apply to? Refresh my memory.
It applied. The Category 2 equipment is for networking equipment, wireless, wiring, routers, firewalls, servers, that kind of thing. Category 1 is for our internet service, so we should also be... Our Comcast bill has been reduced by an amount based on the reimbursement for the Category 1 things. So that's what Dave, the E-rate consultant guy, does for us.
So it's kind of taken a whole year for it to. It's been almost a year, hasn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. You only get the reimbursement for the equipment. You got to spend an amount first, and we get 50% back. So we're eligible for like $60,000.
Okay.
If we spend $60,000, we get $30,000 back. But if we don't need to spend $60,000, we spend what we can or what we need, and we get 50% of that back.
Okay.
So it's better than a poke in the eye with a shirt.
Better than where we were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good decision.
It was a good decision we did, and Dave's doing a real good job.
Okay. Even though is he the one that?
Well, yeah.
That's a different one.
Lloyd's the other guy. We don't pay Dave nearly that much money.
Okay, and then in miscellaneous income, we're at $343 of what we had budgeted. And Rob, I was wondering, what can we spend this miscellaneous income on?
Anything out of the library operation.
Yeah. What is that miscellaneous income coming in? What is that from?
Well, Michelle, you label it. We just recorded that. Do you have any... What do you classify as miscellaneous? Do you recall?
Right. The money came out of the Library Development fees.
Oh, that was the equipment we're talking.
We're talking about this bottom line.
The 100,
you take money in over the counter and then you turn it into finance and you identify it as the various types of revenue. I was just asking off the top of your head, do you recall what you consider miscellaneous income?
How the money got in there, what we use it for?
What was the income that came in?
What comprises miscellaneous income?
The income that came in was for some testing.
Proctor fees? Okay.
If somebody loses a book, they pay for it. It doesn't come out of funds.
So, like in September, though, we had like over, maybe this is too blurry of a copy. My copy makes it look like we got $738 in September.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and $512 in October.
I'd have to go back and look in the records and see exactly what they were paid in for, but most of it was for just some miscellaneous things. If somebody loses a library card, we charge them for so much for it, but all of this is kind of small things that add up.
But I was wondering how we can spend this that other than it being taken out of one of the line items?
I guess I don't exactly understand what you're asking. I mean, if it flows into Fund 82, you can spend it on anything that you would pay for out of Fund 82. Anything operational.
So we can go over budget on another line item if we need to. Right? Like, is that what your question is?
So you could use it for maintenance, or you could use it for...
Yeah, because we're over budget.
Lights or light bulbs.
You can use it for anything that you would pay out of Fund 82.
Okay, got it.
And as far as on the expenditure side, I mean, you can go over budget on individual line items. The key to remember is you just don't go over budget in total. So I hope that answers your question.
Not really, but that's okay.
it's not like it's money coming in like donations or it's not coming from the friends that we have to...
It's not earmarked for something specific.
At least it doesn't look
right. But I guess my confusion is when we have a bill that comes in, it'll fit into one of these categories, so then that's how Michelle marks it. So then it comes out of that line item, not out of miscellaneous.
Well, revenue's a little bit different. I mean, I see on the expenditure side, yeah, you want to group it into one of our broad categories. But, I mean, miscellaneous income, I mean, maybe if you get a lot of proctor fees, it may be worth your while to have a line item called proctor fees, if that's, you know, indeed what these spikes were in September and October. Maybe you want to break it out.
That still doesn't answer the question. I want to know how to spend it.
Well, what are we doing with the DVD income? So you're saying we get DVD income and we use that money to buy DVDs. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying you can spend it on anything you want.
Okay.
Within Fund 82.
Okay, fine. You have the budget meeting.
Yes.
It's the same thing with the reimbursement miscellaneous now that we've got this bonus thing.
Yeah.
We just can say, oh gosh, we're over budget in another line item.
That.
We'll just know that you can credit it there.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Salaries and wages looks a little bit higher for this month, but that was because there were three payroll periods this month.
Rob, do you think we'll get any money left out of the property tax? Like, typically, do we get any in January, February, March? Or, I mean, we got nothing in December, so is that the end of it, do you think?
It is definitely the end of it. You've got your final allotment in November, and then there's also a small amount of interest that the county gives us too for property taxes. Sometimes they have issues and it may go into December, but this year they've been very timely, so we got our seven or eight allotments from May through November. So,
that's all she wrote. We better have a pretty good golf.
Thanks for nothing.
Okay, and then our usual two line items that are over budget are the outside repair and maintenance and the office supplies, or operating supplies, And operating supplies, remember, is where all our light bulbs have been coming from. So that has increased that line item. And that's also where the expenses for the 5K run came out of there. So that increased that a little bit also from what we had budgeted. But... we're still doing okay as far as we have more money coming in than we're spending, so that's good.
That's a good thing.
Development fees, we took in $2,900, and so we've taken in twice as much as what we have budgeted, so that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's good news.
So, Memorials and Special Gifts has $8,325.32 in it, and a lot of that is the mini golf money in there, and then books and programs that have been donated by the friends. And then we have one more here. Here it is. Cash statement. You can see there that we seem to be doing very well. Rob, do you have any comments on that?
Well, you're just going to see it continue to decline until the property tax cycle comes back again. But, I mean, if you look at May, at the end of May, at 560,000, so I would imagine probably around the end of April, it'll be around, I think it'll be more than $500,000. But, you know, you'll see that to decline because the bulk of your major revenue stream, which is property taxes, you've already received for this fiscal year.
Any updates on that IEMT problem?
Yeah, it's just
sitting there.
Well, it's in the courts. Ultimately, what we're waiting for is to see whether or not the Internal Revenue Service and the USDA will subordinate its claim so that the people who were defrauded get paid first. And, of course, there's just any number of continuances and things like that. So it's tied up in the courts. But as any future developments, I'll certainly let you know.
Okay.
Why did the number deplete for the L&I funds? Not deplete, but...
I'll use that, I believe, to pay your 2006 bond, that money.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have.
Yeah, any other questions? Okay. Can I have a motion to pay our bills?
A motion to pay our bills?
Well,
yeah.
Here, so accounts payable and that's
it. On this sheet. Just read these totals.
Read the three totals.
Okay. All right, make a motion to pay, just read these. Our accounts payable, $21,820.75. And our payroll, $50,802.05. And our total disbursement, $74,622.08.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Go ahead. Who was it? Barb?
Barb.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Johnson?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Gambro?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
And Rodriguez, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
She snuck in.
Yeah.
All right.
My daughter gets out of dance at 6:45.
Okay. Rob did send me a copy of our budget worksheet that the Finance Committee will be going over. Fun.
Okay, it feels like it happens more than once a year.
I know. It seems like we're always doing this, doesn't it? Okay, so I'll just pass these around. Take one and...
Get out of your bag.
Yes.
It is tiny. Oh, gosh. Yes, it's tiny. You're really going to be sure. She's not exaggerating.
Well, we don't have to do this now.
This will be our working
model.
Right. And so, just for clarification, fiscal year 15-16 are on here, as well as 2017 is what we adopted. So when you see the budget report, these are the numbers that we had proposed in our budget. And then Rob has projected what will actually happen. So the big item right there at the top is that we're taking in less property taxes than what we had projected. So then you can go through and see other items that he has projected that there might be a difference in. So then the one that we are looking at is fiscal year 2018. That's what we will be working on. Correct?
Right.
Okay. I got that. It's taken me how many years, but...
Say that again.
It's always you know, it's hard because we're always a month behind with our bills. And then with the fiscal year starting May 1st, well, then it gets confusing as to what year we're working with. But anyway, I hope that helps you. That's all I have now.
Okay. Report of the library director.
The month of December was fairly quiet in the library. Our circulation was down slightly and our patrons were down slightly for the past year, but that's mostly because of the holidays and people are busy. The circulation was 10,124. Our Yorkville patrons borrowed 846 items from other libraries, and we lent, through interlibrary loan, 491 items to other libraries. We had 367 items that were added to our collection, with probably close to 100 DVDs added that were donated to us, and they were all brand new. Mm-hmm. They weren't the newest out, but they were brand new DVDs. A patron walked in and gave it to us, and they weren't even open from their package, so we've added them to the collection. We had to buy some new cases to put them in because we were running out. And our omnibooks, e-books, and our Eleanor e-read, there was a total of 618 books, 249 audiobooks used, with a total of 204 patrons that used our e-books this time. On the next page, our mini golf. Right now we have a raffle going in the foyer. If any of you came through the foyer and saw it, it's going to be up there until the end of the mini golf day, and then we're going to have a drawing for them. There's probably 16 different baskets. So, and last year we made about $300 selling raffle tickets even before the mini golf started. So we're off to a very good start with our mini golf. We've collected over $3,000 so far from people sponsoring golf holes and donations. So, we've had lots of meetings and sub-meetings, but it is very organized. So hope all of you might stop by and see it that day. So, and the date of that is the Sunday before Super Bowl Sunday, which is the 29th. So, our programs, our children's programs, we had for the second time, we had a Polar Express program here at the library where they read the Polar Express story to the children, and then they wrote a letter to Santa Claus, and then they came out in the library and Santa was here. And Santa was in the library all afternoon. And it was turned out to be nice. We had quite a few families come and take pictures. And it wasn't commercial, you know. We weren't trying to sell them anything. So that was real nice. They did a make-and-take ornament for everyone to take home that week. And our community story time this month is going to be over at City Hall. All of the children are going to be able to sit in the mayor's seat. And they also, I said, some of these kids have never spoken to a microphone before, so they're going to let them say their name on the microphone. So I think it'll be a fun time for them and for the people at City Hall, too. The rest of this report here, I'll just tell you that the Lions Club came and gave $250 to the library. We bought audiobooks with this money. And Jim and Jean Birch every Christmas walk in and give us a donation to add some books to the library. So We have the children's department has put together a program that's called Winter Reading Challenge. If you sometime you might want to take a look at this. I'll leave it out on the table. There's for age 0 to 4 and ages 5 and up. So it's something different. It's a Winter Reading Challenge. We had one of our, as some of you probably already know, one of the friends at the library passed away this past month, Marianne Manthai. And she has been a friend forever and ever. And way back when we were in this library here, she was on the library board also at one time. So the friends of the library are putting in a book for her. Marianne Manthai, our special friend, 1948 to 2006. 16. Is it 2006? 16. I do have her obituaries here if anybody hasn't had a chance to look at it. And also the staff put this, she's a big gardener. Native plants of the Midwest.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm.
And the staff put this book in for her, and it says in memory of Marianne Manthai from the York Bell Library staff, 2016. So you can look at that later.
That's
the book.
She came to see me. Yeah. Okay.
Also, with the Prairie Cat web page, it has news on it. It's like a Facebook page, and it talks about news at different libraries and such. And it said that 2 million patron bibliography and item records cleaned up in 2016, thanks to the hardworking Mark Catalogers. Cataloging today, because of the computer, is a lot easier than it used to be. You just attach a record to it. We have one of our cataloger here, Dixie, is what's called the Mark cataloger. And if there's not a record for it, she will make a record and put it in. So she's part of that $2 million paying us for the whole library system. We were proud of Dixie. The last thing I just want to tell you about is that I think I've talked to you a few different times about some pumps that we've been having trouble with. And at one time we had water that was leaking from the second floor down into the first floor, but it was all back in the maintenance area there. It didn't hurt the wall or anything, it was all cement. But we had a little bit of a flood. So we called Trico. Trico couldn't fix it. And we had to call the company that put this in, which was ABC, Automatic Building Controls. And they came out and took a look at it and said that a valve had to be replaced. It was called... I don't know what this is, but I'll tell you what it's called. It attaches a proposal to replace the defective actuator that controls the valve. So it cost us $740 for them to come out and take a look at it. And then they said they were going to send me what it's going to cost to fix it. And I had to sign it.
Was look at it?
Yeah, that was just to look at it.
Going to the doctor.
Well, they did fix it. They did quite a bit
of work. Oh, I was going to say.
They did quite a bit of work on it.
Historic
I could read it to you, but you would understand
it.
Yeah.
No,
I'm sure.
But they did do quite a bit of work on it. And so they wanted to do $2,600 to replace this. And really, we don't have any choice. We're not going to have any heat in the building if this doesn't get fixed. So I did sign the paper to say, yes, go ahead and order the card. So
it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
If anybody wants to read and see exactly what it is, I've got a lot of paperwork here. I don't understand. understand any of it. I know they pointed it out to me and told me where it was, and I could see the water coming from it. So look for that deal coming up. I want to remind you we're going to be in the library 10 years in February.
Thank you. Michelle. Seaver, you got anything for us?
Rather uneventful.
Rather uneventful? Yes, so. Okay.
What happened on December 13th?
December 13th?
Wasn't there a meeting after our meeting?
Yeah, wasn't that the vote, the big vote?
Budget vote?
On the levy vote?
On the levy.
That's a key event in our lives. You were trying to hope we didn't remember that, weren't you? What did they do?
They passed it as it was presented.
Yeah, they did not. Not as we presented it.
No, not as the library board.
They passed it as Bart presented it.
Yeah.
As the city administration presented it.
And you include that, and everybody voted in favor of that?
Yes.
Even you?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, I guess we know where we stand.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Standing committees, policy, finance, personnel, community relations, anybody have a... I'm assuming the finance needs to set one up.
Yes.
If you don't know who's on finance, it would be Lindblom, Chacon, Johnson, and Gambrel. I would recommend you come too.
Okay.
Just so you understand.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so much fun.
So you can get a feel for what the budgeting process is.
Okay.
No, this is what we'll use.
For a good time, come to finance committee.
Before you do we all need to talk about the extra salary for keeping the library open more? So if they remember that when they go to the budget meeting?
You probably should come to that meeting as well. Anybody on the board can come to the meeting. Anybody can come.
Yep. So I recommend we all come.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Moving on, unfinished business. Cost cutting, Kate's not here. Painting bid, I did talk to Tom Lindblom, and he did agree to be our project manager for this process. I met with him and Aaron over at City Hall, whenever it was, sometime between New Year's and Christmas. Tom is going to rewrite the proposal in the fashion that he thinks it's best and go over it with Aaron. He's hoping to have something by the February meeting, February or March, which is fine. We need to get it out there no later than March so that we can get some people. Apparently the city has quite a few people that are interested in painting the building from the painting proposals, RFPs that they've had for painting the inside of that building. And they were asking about this building, and they went, oh, goody. So there's quite a few people that are interested in that. I did offer him that the library would pay for his time, and he said no. He refused. So I said, thank you. And I said, we would like to pay you, but if you don't want it, we're not going to force it on you.
Are you
going
to pay that to people who keep the library open?
He has met with Aaron again since that original meeting to clarify a couple of things.
Okay.
And he said that he would have the proposal ready for us for our February board meeting.
Okay.
And I asked if he could have it sent out ahead of time so that we would be able to read it and discuss it at the meeting.
Okay.
He said he would, so I will keep working on that.
Okay, sounds good. So, okay, new business. Building maintenance hire. I think there's in your packet, there's a job description for the building maintenance manager. The duties, kind of everything that Michelle does now that she shouldn't be.
Well, this isn't everything I do, but this is things that obviously needs to be done by somebody.
Right.
And you've been doing this up till now?
Well, I've been a lot of
things. Yeah,
yeah.
I
haven't repaired furniture.
I'm aware of that.
And there's other things in here, just little things, you know, but... And then Russ was out there cleaning up the patio and, you know.
Yeah.
Tom came over this afternoon and did several repairs.
Yeah. Tom's been in here fixing our furniture lately for us now. I would like to find somebody that will repair furniture. I haven't found that yet, so poor Tom. And then the building maintenance manager, job description is one that I had here. I just pulled it out of my... fancy little book here. I got job descriptions for people that probably will never hire here in the library, assistant directors and stuff like that. But that was from back in that sometime when we thought we were going to have all this.
When we thought we had money.
And the maintenance description, you don't put everything in here you want done, you know, because if I leave something out, they'll say I'm not going to do it. But this was a thought for the next fiscal year, or even the fiscal year after that we might hire somebody to take care of the building a little bit more, or maybe even next fiscal year we could have our IT here a little bit more.
Which is a higher priority?
I couldn't tell you.
What's the minimal hours for the maintenance manager? I mean, what would be the minimal hours that you think we could get by with? Just so that we have some idea when we start looking at the budget.
Probably maybe 10 hours a week.
Right.
And I would think at least $15 an hour. But our IT guy gets $60 a week an hour.
Well, he's got a...
He's, yeah.
He's not...
And he's... You know, if we could just add another day on with him, one more day a month even would help. You know?
One day additional per month?
Yeah. But this is something we can think of as we're working at the budget.
Okay.
So would you add one day a month to the IT person or one? Because he comes every other week now, right?
Yeah, he comes every other week. He could just work an extra day a month.
Okay.
He has another job, so whatever it fits in. So.
How many hours is he here for?
Yeah.
So you just pay him an hour, but long he happens to stay.
Yeah. What's
about 8 hours?
I just recorded that.
Yeah, it was just in the.
What did I say?
What's the amount that we normally? How many hours is he generally here when he's on it?
He's here. 16 hours a month.
16 hours a month.
2 8-hour days.
Yeah. Every other week, 8 hours.
And you don't really get a whole lot done in 8 hours. You know, we've got 12 computers he's trying to put together, and everybody's grabbing them to come to help do this problem and that problem. And if you've ever worked on a computer, and I know very little, it's tedious, slow work sometimes. So, and you just... It don't happen as fast as I want it. I mean, I get moving, I want to say.
Hourly rate is really high. Like, in our school district, they do not pay our tech people $60 an hour.
But they're employees and they
get
benefits.
Some of them are full-time employees, though, so they have a salary.
I guarantee you can find somebody for less than $60 an hour who's
not as
technical.
Not as a consultant.
But what about, like, people who run their own business who would... come in addition to their, like, I don't know, I'm just, like, we have that PC shop in Yorkville.
He was the guy that we had before.
Yeah.
We had him before.
Was he $60?
He was 60 also.
Yeah, actually, I think he might have been a little
consulting fees are going to...
They just jump.
Be surprised. Yeah.
Well, because
consulting fees
I know,
is much higher than what I
we're going to be paying for almost nothing.
The consulting...
It'll probably be 3 hours before it'll finish running its update, and then you still got to do another 3 hours of stuff on it. And his 8 hour day is over.
Yeah, but I would like to think that our person is... knowledgeable enough to say, I'm going to run this, that'll take me 3 hours, I'll go work on this.
Yeah.
They're not going to sit there while that's...
Right.
We hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Average going rate for a computer consultant with a bigger company, about $140 to $150 an hour.
Well, maybe worth
not
it.
Not quite my resource prices, but getting there.
Well, Michelle,
on this billing maintenance manager, do you envision that person supervising the cleaning staff?
Or is that something you would keep?
Supervising what?
Supervising the cleaning staff?
No.
That would still be under you?
Yeah.
And how about, like, if we want to do, you don't see this person as a person who's going to do some weeding or do any of that landscaping outside?
They're not going to do landscaping outside, not for 10 hours a week.
Well, I'm not questioning how many hours. I'm wondering, can we put, like, part of this came up when we were talking about having to hire people to do things. Is it something that we could put under here, and then we hire someone, maybe that ends up being, like, when we do our budget, we look at how much we're spending on tree trimming or whatever, and we add that into what we would pay this person, and that's the responsibility of this person.
And then that person would hire someone to oversee that job, right? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I'm just wondering, could this person, if it's the right person, the weeding and all that stuff that we pay the cleanup people to do, or no?
I think outdoor stuff like that's a little different. When it's simple cleanup, like you have trash that blows in your area, but when you have to do like skilled trimming and weeding, you usually...
I mean, I don't argue that it would be better to have that person. I just know that a number of years, the people at this table were the people that were doing the weeding and the raking. And so it's not highly skilled work for some of the landscaping things that we've been paying outside people to do.
Yeah.
So I don't really mean tree trimming. I just mean...
Like
some of that stuff we're spending $2,000 here for.
Oh, gosh.
That maybe.
But if we had somebody who worked every week, maybe we could get to that level.
He could go out and do some weeding.
Because Michelle has said before that sometimes the library staff is outside and poison ivy or whatever, and if this is our time to make sure that they don't have to be responsible for it, should we put that in as part of this? And I don't necessarily mean the big jobs, but.
On my list here, on number 5, it says keep courtyard and patio clean and trim. I mean,
right, but that's two areas. Our area out here that you said is always a mess. You know, you wanted to pave over here. That's not listed on here. So I'm just wondering if...
I just think we're going to have to have spring cleanup locked up every year on top of it.
In addition?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense to me, too. Because of the number of trees and...
And I almost think that this probably needs, maybe that's not for tonight's discussion, but I feel like this needs to be expanded if we do go this route. Because we've got some specific things.
Yeah.
Remove bird nests from outside fire alarm. That has to be done.
Time did that, too.
Right. But I'm sure there's probably other things that we lump under categories or things. I think I want to make sure that we get what we need.
This is a list of things we mean when we say it. When you do a job description, and then the responsibilities is broader than this.
Yes.
Maintain the interior and exterior of the building, which is all of it. Like, this is the stuff after you hire somebody to handle this is what I need you to do.
This is your daily
checklist.
This is a daily checklist.
That's not what you really put on the...
No.
I agree, but I guess I'm saying that this seems very...
I think it's good that it's here because it helps us figure out how much help do we really need? When we go to put this out there, we need to make sure that hours of work represents what we want them to do.
I guess that's what I'm thinking. And when we go to do the budget, if we're trying to figure this out,
yeah,
that would
this is 15 reasonable. Now that
computer people cost over $60. Is 15 reasonable? 15 is what you get paid at, you know, Aldi. If somebody who's going to be hanging and standing on ladders and climbing on your roof. And you also said you scheduled the back for the fire alarms and sprinklers to inspect. That person may be feeling a little bit more specialized, a little bit more skilled.
And this person has to be on call.
Oh, that's a consultant fees. That bumps your salary when you want them to be on call.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, I'm just not.
We'll just
sure
see what we can afford.
Person for 15, so we're right there.
And obviously, we need the position. It's just what we, how much, and
right. How big of a check is that going to?
It can come out of that miscellaneous.
Yes.
I was asked to put this together.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Anything else for the board? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Yep. Aye.